A bipartisan group of influential Maine lawmakers is telling Massachusetts regulators to reject Central Maine Power's proposal to build a big transmission line through western Maine. Keith Shortall reports.
The 145-mile high-voltage line would bring electricity from Hydro-Quebec's dam system in Canada down to Massachusetts consumers. Now, the bipartisan chairs of the legislature's Energy and Natural Resources Committees are telling the Bay State's utility regulators, keep Maine out of it. Republican State Senator David Woodsum of Waterboro says he's always felt that CMP historically has been a good corporate citizen. But
CMP is no longer CMP as we know it. And it's an international cooperation, and the bottom line is the dollar.
Woodsum says in its negotiations with stakeholders, the company has offered some specific deals to address some of the impacts of the project.
But they're not really concerned about the greater good of the Maine people overall. In other words, the whole state of Maine. And that is my issue, that I think this proposal that they are putting out there warrants them to come to the table and offer the Maine people more than what they're doing.
Woodsum and four other committee chairs have sent a letter to the Massachusetts Department of Public Utilities citing additional concerns that the project may actually increase total greenhouse gas emissions, could result in lost tax revenue and energy investments in Maine, and could have negative impacts on wildlife, forests, and clean water. But State Senator Andre Cushing, one of Woodsum's Republican colleagues on the Energy Committee, says the lawmakers are speaking out of turn. He broadly disagrees with project opponents, including on the question of effects on Maine's environment.
The bulk of this line from Lewiston to the Forks is along existing right-of-way that already carries capacity, because Maine has had a long tradition of, generation from hydro facilities.
CMP's proposed $950 million project is still under negotiation with Massachusetts officials, and after that, it will need to win multiple permits in both states, as well as from the federal government. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Keith Shortall.